You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Well, welcome back, and we're going to start with a series I'm going to call The Sin of Balaam. See, I want to get across to everybody that we're all God's children. He loves us, and the world is influenced by Satan, who hates us and wants to destroy us. Do you want to understand what it is that allows Satan to attack us? Let me show you this principle from the Bible. Because Satan is attacking in huge, big-time amounts. You look at all of the people out there in the world that are suffering and all of the problems going on, and really Satan is having his way with huge percentages of the people. And turn on the news, listen to broadcasts of various kinds, and you find out about all of the pain, the suffering, the agony that Satan is causing. Well, look what Moses told us to do. Let's go back to Deuteronomy chapter 30. I'm going to read starting in verse 15. And this is towards the end of his life, and God tells him to tell the people this. He says, "See, I have set before you today life and good, death and evil, in that I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments, his statutes, and his judgments, that you may live and multiply, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land which you go to possess. But if your heart turns away so that you do not hear, and are drawn away, and worship other gods and serve them, I announce to you today that you shall surely perish. You shall not prolong your days in the land which you cross over Jordan to go in and possess. I call heaven and earth as witness today against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life that both you and your descendants may live, that you may love the Lord your God, and you may obey his voice, and that you may cling to him, for he is your life and the length of your days, and that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give them." So, this is the key, really, as to what allows Satan to have control over us. If you obey God's commandments, his statutes, and walk in his way, you know, it specifically in verse 16, it says, to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments, his statutes, and his judgments. That is exactly what people don't want to do. And it's such a sad shape that there are people out there leading congregations, telling their congregation that they don't need to do that, convincing them that there are loopholes, excuses, ways to get around it. And that causes God to withdraw his blessing and allows Satan his foothold in the door. Please don't believe those lies. Don't let Satan have his way with you. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.